This is St. Louis Public Radio. James Clark, Vice President of Community Outreach at Better Family Life, received national recognition this month for his efforts in reducing violent crime. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson spoke with Clark about receiving a Project Safe Neighborhood Award and how his work is changing the region.
Clark was one of 16 to receive an award from Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Clark says his initial reaction to getting the award for outstanding community involvement.
It's very humbling, and I was very excited that our programs, the things that we're doing right here in St. Louis, are now charted and have the trajectory to be replicated.
Something is working. The city's homicide rate has dropped by 13% this year. Clark says they took a different approach to social services.
We are demonstrating that the most important occupation in social service moving forward is that of the outreach worker. Trained, uniformed, disciplined, enlightened men and women who are able to go into the neighborhoods and engage individuals and families because they understand the mental and they understand the social dynamics at play in our more challenged neighborhoods. So we dispatch outreach workers, and we're able to touch the men and women who are more likely to be involved in conflicts. It's from that lens that we were able to develop the St. Louis Metropolitan Area Gun Violence De-escalation Centers.
And this is an original program that came from Better Family Life.
Yes, and we didn't seek this model. We started a yard sign campaign 3 years ago, and the yard signs simply read, "We must stop killing each other." We think that
the
that's
black and white signs.
Yes, yes. We think that that's a very important message, and it plays on the subconscious mind. When the yard signs started going up, people started calling, "Hey, there's a conflict between Mike and Ronald. I see your yard signs out there, man. Those guys are gonna wind up shooting each other." And in some instances, we would have the person come in and sit down, and we would stop our day, get the information, and then we would de-escalate the conflict. After about five of those, I sat down with our staff, and we said, "What have we learned from this experience?" And it was clear that we learned third-party people in the community who know of a conflict, they are willing to come forward. They are anxious to come forward because they're holding on to information about a conflict that they know is going to result in somebody getting shot.
They launched the St. Louis Metropolitan Area Gun Violence De-escalation Centers. The centers are spread out in four churches within the city and county. Their doors are open every Tuesday from 5 to 7. And he says it's working.
Three people show up, four people show up, one person show up. And we would document the conflict. We also had licensed clinical therapists there to help document the conflict. Then we began to reach out to the adversaries. No adversary wanted to continue with the conflict. None of them did. So we wrote the model. Now we have two full-time, fully funded gun violence de-escalation centers. We have a 24-hour hotline that is answered by a person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it is saving lives.
Another resource that has replicated similar success stems from their job training program. Clark says they started working with people in 1998 to get them work credentials. The problem? People could not get jobs because of warrants on their records. So they created an amnesty program.
And so after about 2 years of seeing people go from being very excited about now being able to make $12 to $15 an hour to have their hopes thrashed, not because they did a heinous, violent act, but because they missed a court date or because they had a traffic ticket that went warrant. And so we looked at it. And we said, we need an amnesty program where people who have outstanding misdemeanor warrants can come and we will work with them to get the warrant lifted and get them another court date. Now, they are still responsible for fines and court costs and all of that. The amnesty program gives them a non-threatening way to re-engage the courts without having to be arrested and post a bond.
Clark says in the new year, Better Family Life has a lot of things in store, including bringing more businesses into the urban core and housing development along the Page Corridor. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.